From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump arrives in Israel.
Your visit is a symbol of the unbreakable bond between Israel and America.
The president of Israel, Reuven Rivlin, as he welcomes U.S. President Donald Trump, arriving in Israel just a short while ago.
In the Middle East, an area that suffers from terrorism and madness, the partnership between the United States and Israel shines like a beacon of liberty and progress.
President Trump is making his first visit there as a president who wants to revive the effort to achieve a long-sought peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians.
We have before us a rare opportunity to bring security and stability and peace to this region and to its people, defeating terrorism and creating a future of harmony, prosperity, and peace. But we can only get there working together. There is no other way.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was also among those who gathered for a welcome ceremony at Ben Gurion Airport.
Many in Israeli press think that Prime Minister Netanyahu is in some ways afraid of Trump because it was widely seen that he was going to be vehemently pro-Israeli and startled the Prime Minister in public during his visit to the White House by asking him to hold off on settlements. Now he's said he's sort of indefinitely putting on hold the idea of moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. I don't think the Israelis quite know what to make of him.
That was VOA Middle East scholar Michael Fishbach of Randolph-Macon College about how Mr. Trump might be received in Israel. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council plans to have an emergency meeting Tuesday in response to North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. South Korean President Moon Jae-in held a National Security Council meeting on the matter. VOA asked RAND Corporation scholar Bruce Bennett if this latest launch could affect peace pursuits between Seoul and Pyongyang.
No, I think President Moon Jae-in wants to get back to it, but Kim Jong-un has got to let him. Moon Jae-in with the South Korean populace, the broader populace that he now serves as president, has to be responsive to bad actions by North Korea.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called the ongoing testing disappointing and disturbing. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has extended the state of emergency declared after a failed 2016 military coup. Erdogan spoke in Ankara to tens of thousands of his followers and members of his ruling Justice and Development Party, the AKP, which convened to re-elect him as their leader. He said the AKP has rejoined Congress and they will work toward the bigger goal of a new beginning. Under Turkey's old constitution, the head of state had to sever ties with their political party, which Erdogan did in 2014. That changed after the April referendum this year created an executive presidency with expanded powers, allowing Erdogan to rejoin the AKP. The last of hundreds of rebels and their families have left homes under an evacuation deal with Damascus. The city had been in rebel hands since the beginning of the Syrian conflict in 2011, but analysts Amin Cycle of the Australian National University said the war is far from over.
Well, it is important in terms of enabling the Assad regime to expand its control over the territories. But that does not necessarily mean that just because the rebels have evacuated homes and they've moved into other areas, that would mean the end of the conflict in Syria.
Despite similar rebel setbacks around Damascus and Aleppo, he doubts the government has the strength to extend its control over the entire country. In the meantime, twin blasts on Sunday claimed by Islamic State killed several insurgents of the group, Ahrar al-Sham, in Idlib province. The Internal Displacement Monitoring Center of the Norwegian Refugee Council released a report today of startling statistics. They say 31.1 million people were displaced in 2016 within their home countries due to conflict, violence, and disasters. Conflicts affected 6.9 million people, and disasters were responsible for 24 million displacements. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.